is 90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Ray Rice, Mark Fuller, and Adrian Peterson. These are all men that have been in headlines in recent weeks for issues involving domestic or child abuse. And as these acts of violence keep surfacing in the news cycle, we're left to wonder, why does this keep happening? And what in our culture needs to change? Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now as he's been following these issues closely. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start more locally with Mark Fuller. He's a U.S. District Judge from Alabama who's being accused of beating his wife in an Atlanta hotel. People are calling for his resignation. What's his current legal status?
Well, he agreed with the court to what's called a deferred prosecution. He will go through some counseling. His wife had to agree to this. And so, you know, if the court is satisfied at the end of that process, then he can have his record expunged. Now, there's a judicial inquiry going on into this incident in Atlanta. And, you know, the 911 tapes are pretty clear that what happened that night. But once that process is over, Congress can consider whether to impeach him. He has a lifetime appointment. And the only ways for him to leave the bench are either for him to be impeached by Congress or for him to resign, which there's a lot of pressure on him to do that right now.
Well, how are Alabama representatives and senators responding to his arrest?
Well, Representative Martha Roby said this week that she thinks he should resign and is hinting that she will, you know, push for impeachment if it comes to that. But perhaps more significantly today, Senator Richard Shelby said that, you know, he thinks that Fuller should step down, that he should resign. You know, this is a judge who, you know, and everyone is sort of focused on his one most famous case. It was, you know, the Siegelman Scrushy trial. In that sentencing of Don Siegelman, you know, I was there. He said to Siegelman, "You and I both took an oath to uphold the law, and you broke that oath." You know, and he sort of lorded that over his head. Fuller is never going to be able to sort of have that moral authority to cast that kind of judgment on people in his courtroom ever again.
Well, also in the news recently, Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson was indicted by a Texas grand jury on a charge of child abuse. Former NBA player and Alabama native Charles Barkley weighed in on the case. Let's hear a clip of what he had to say about it.
I'm from the South. I understand boomers' rage and anger, but I think, listen, we have to accept we're born and he's a white guy, I'm a black guy. I don't know where he's from. I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
So what do you think? Is this behavior okay because we're in the South and it's part of the culture?
Well, I'm not going to equate lynching to what's happened here, but there are lots of things that have been part of Southern culture that we should have, you know, we've put into the past and perhaps some that we should leave to the past. Look, this is something that I've heard this line of reasoning over and over and over again, whether it was from, you know, Charles Barkley or Larry Langford or others saying, you know, what's wrong with, you know, Alabama today or Birmingham today is that we just don't beat the kids like we used to. And, you know, this is something that is practiced in, you know, corporal punishment is still legal in 19 states. Alabama is one of those states where it's legal to do this in schools and as well as at home. And, you know, the question here is it effective? And I'm not sure that it is.
Well, part of the problem seems to be that there are differing opinions on what actually constitute child abuse. How is that playing a role in some of Alabama's schools?
Well, I mean, I grew up in a school where corporal punishment was pretty common. And look, there's no question when your teacher or your principal has the authority, the willingness, and the ability to beat you or where you stand and where they stand. But, you know, my real guess now, and I'm going to try to get some data on this and see if I can prove it, is that it really is a matter of resources. I think that corporal punishment exists not because it is effective in schools, but because it is cheap. You don't have to have a school resource officer to, you know, sit with kids during detention. You just pop them and send them back to class. I think it's time for us to look and see if there's a better way of doing it than that.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.